The recommended changes were developed by staff and members of the Borough Animal Protection Citizen Advisory Committee and approved by the Borough Assembly. Prior to July 1st, adopting a dog under 4 months of age cost $171, and adopting an older dog was $150. Borough Animal Protection Director Eddie Blackwood explains the new fees.
If an animal is under 4 months, the adoption fee is now $200. 4 months and older for a dog, the fee is $125. And then a senior animal, that would be, say, 8 or 9 years plus, then that amount would be determined by the manager or the director of the shelter.
Blackwood says fees were changed to make it less expensive to adopt older animals. The cost of adopting a cat was $134, but now is much less, especially if you adopt more than one.
With cats under 4 months of age, it's $120 each, or if you want to adopt two, maybe there's a pair of kittens in there or a pair of cats that came in together, it would be $180 for two. The adult cats are $50 each, and if you choose to take two adult cats home, it's $75. So there's a bit of a break if you get more than one animal or more than one cat.
Adoption fees for both dogs and cats include spaying and neutering and microchipping. The dog license fees also have changed. Blackwood says the committee looked at fee structures in shelters throughout Alaska and the Pacific Northwest and decided Anchorage's model fit best. He says that allows for purchase of 1, 2, or 3 year licenses.
You can coordinate it with your rabies vaccine, and if you just got a rabies vaccine and it's good for 3 years, then you can go with a 3 year license and you're good for both.
For altered dogs, a 1 year license is $15, and there are cost breaks for 2 and 3 year licenses. For unaltered dogs, the fee is $50 a year, and the license must be renewed annually. There are no cost breaks for unaltered dogs. Senior citizens get one free license a year. Also revised are fines for violations. Examples of violations include failure to license your dog, inhumane care, and failure to spay or neuter a dangerous animal.
When we looked at the fines, we wanted the severity of the violation to mirror the fine. And that's that was the basis for the alterations that we made. There is one thing that we added under the animal establishment permit. We've created a section for a casual breeder where the animal establishment permit is only $25 a year instead of $100.
Blackwood says an example of a casual breeder would be someone whose pet has one litter a year, or if an unspayed animal got out and impregnated by mistake. The shelter is open daily from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.